At the 2018 National FFA Convention, we're glad to have one of our national champions in the Proficiency Arena, Kelby Rudd. Kelby, tell me a little bit about your particular project. What area did you win in?
I won in outdoor recreation. What I do is I take people hunting for a living. We run an outfitter, just take clients out and we go hunt.
How'd you get started with that?
Always, when I grew up, I've been in hunting, been in the woods since I could walk. My dad started a outfitter from about 2013-14, and once I found out I could do something through it through ag and start an SA in it, I jumped right on it.
So, you know, how exactly do you get the word out to make, you know, folks, be able to get folks signed up?
Social media is a big impact. I mean, social media can help with everything. I think there's always an outlet there. We do have a website that we do that brings people in, but social media is probably the biggest marketing tool that we've used.
So which types of species are you trying to hunt?
I always specialize in white-tailed deer, turkeys, and elk right now. We have two different high-fence preserves, and then we have 2,500 acres in a low-fence right now.
So elk. Where do you actually hunt elk?
Okay, so we do take people guiding, or I do take people hunting in Colorado. Okay. I do, or I go there. And we have a 800-acre preserve in Cushing, Oklahoma, and that's where we do our main elk hunting and guiding.
How exactly have you organized your business for success? In other words, what have you had to learn maybe through your FFA and ag education classes? What have you had to learn to be successful?
Right. Time management is a big deal. Just considering this is a seasonal thing. So, you know, you always want to be in control of what you can be control over. You can't always be control of the weather and everything. So whatever you can control, make sure it's 100%. Money management's also a very big deal. You know, with how our stuff's run, it's run a little bit different than a normal outfitter. So... those two big things there that helped me make it through this.
I bet you have to have some good people skills too.
Good people skills, yes. Communication's a big thing. Luckily, I like to talk.
Well, tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I started in FFA. Honestly, I didn't really have any urge to want to show or do anything like that. I did end up showing sheep for a year and started judging livestock. But once I found I could do this and make it an SAE, it stuck. And that's why I'm here today.
Congratulations on that. Now tell me a little bit about what's coming up next as far as college.
College, not in college right now, working, full-time job. Would like to be able to probably go to college one day or make this a full-time career.
Do you see that possibility?
Yes, sir, I do. Either if it's here or somewhere else, I do want it to happen.